And we're back. You like that?
Yeah.
We swooshed past the intro.
Right?
Yeah. And then this is something new we're going to do.
I guess.
We're just going to swoosh in there. We're going to go from ad read to swoosh. And then we're in here. Right. So whenever you want to swoosh and like switch transitions or something, just kind of wink at me weird so we don't talk about it. Be like, hey, and that ends this topic. And then I'll go like, and then I'll swoosh in with the next topic.
They're probably so confused.
Yeah, you guys are confused. Hey, guys, welcome back to Bring Something to the Table. My hey. Name is John, and joining me, as always, is the very lovely...
Hello, people. Ashley here.
Oh, man. Good to hear that voice.
Right?
It's been such a long time.
I mean, it's only been like 2 weeks, but that's okay.
For me, it's an eternity. Right. It's been a long, long time of not doing this. Obviously, life does happen.
Yes.
And things
happen. Yeah, we have a lot going on.
Yeah.
You just told me about something interesting. That's why we're swooshing today.
That's why we're swooshing in. Guys, I just want to start by saying thank you for listening this long and sticking with us. This will be our season finale of season one.
I mean, that almost sounded like you were about to say, we're not doing this anymore.
Oh, no. don't get it twisted. We here for the long haul. I put a down payment on this show, so we got to keep it going. But we had some technical issues, you know. You might hear slight humming in the background or, you know. So there will be things upgraded for season two. We'll come back clean and crisp. And one of the things that we're upgrading happens to be our intro.
Yes.
Because
we got in trouble.
Ashley got us in trouble.
No.
With this is why you don't.
Don't blame me.
This is why you don't deal with people on SoundCloud. No, I just obviously you use royalty free music and stuff like that if you want to have the rights to it, or you know you find somebody that lets you do that. And I thought I found somebody, but I was like, no, I'll pay for it. You know, it's a show that I'm investing in. I will want to pay for this so we can have it. And I paid the initial price. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is all that's going to be need. But apparently there's different tiers for like, oh, if this is for commercial use, this is for personal use, this is for, I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of technical stuff in there. But like I said, I found this guy on SoundCloud. I paid him the original money through Facebook because, you know, he ain't no company.
Right.
But I guess he either went back and either listened to the show or saw how much we were using it. And then he's like, oh, if you want to use it all the time, it's going to be an extra $300. And I told Ashley, I don't like the show that much. Right.
I mean, you know, we're sitting at a table. Like, yeah. Obviously, we're sitting at a table, but like, you know, it's like it's a kitchen table. We're not in a studio. Yeah, this is like, we ain't got that kind of money.
This is Studio 5, young lady. But you're right. So I was just like, you know, why don't we just come up with a whole new intro?
I mean, we're going to have to anyway.
And, you know, season two's coming. It's going to be a fresh start.
Yeah.
So we're going to take another little break and get things worked out.
Yeah, because obviously, well, I was in favor of not doing a new song intro for this one because why are we only going to use one time?
Yeah, she was just like, there's no way you're going to play an intro and then never use it again. I won't have it. And I was like, yeah, that's understandable. And so me trying to be productive, like, okay, I need to get this ready. Ashley's coming over today. I want to have a solution for her. And so I went out and I got people to create us a new intro. And I'm just going to say I wasn't too happy with it. I didn't like the feel of it. Not saying it's not great. It could work for somebody else. But I found the voice very annoying. And I didn't realize that until I listened to it because I played it in my car because I wanted to hear what it sounded like on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I played it in my car as I was driving over and over.
No.
And I was like, yeah, this ain't this. And I said, if I don't like it, then Ashley's not going to like it. And I just had that gut feeling because with the first intro song, I was like, this is the one. I was like, I love this. Ashley will also love this. And I set it to the side and made her listen to 8 other songs.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then she picked the exact same one that I set to the side. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad you listened to all that song, but I already had the other one picked out.
Right.
So we're vibing.
We were vibing, yeah. You know?
And so I just want to play it one time.
Okay.
So people can
you handle
hear
the
it.
Voice?
It's very annoying. But you can be the judge. So, you know, my mom, Ashley's mom, I know you're the only two listening.
Right.
So if you guys want to give us some feedback and let us know. But here is the intro.
Connecting with honest conversation is vital to express ourselves, relate, understand different points of view, and grow together as individuals. You are now listening to the Bring Something to the Table podcast with Ashley and John.
Yo, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It would have went something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm sure they put a little bit of work into it. And it's fine. But it was something about the voice. It was like,
you know, it kind of almost sounds robotic.
Yeah. You are not letting.
But honestly, it kind of reminded me of, like I told you, the intro to the Unsuited podcast.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I think, is there a lady on the intro of that one? There is a, yeah, there is a lady.
Yeah.
You're right. We have been using that.
With Matt and John.
Yeah. We've been using an Australian lady for that for years.
I mean, it sounds good for the Unsuited, but.
for the Unsuited that doesn't exist anymore. But
oh, that's right. It's morphed.
We got canceled.
Morphed into the Tropical Five. Is that what it is?
Yeah. You know, we had our first tropical storm the other day.
Uh-oh.
So we're really leaning into this thing. You
guys
know?
Are hilarious.
So anyway, a little cross plugging there, I guess. If you for some reason want to go listen to a 10-minute podcast, go for it.
Might as well.
Can we get into the real reason why we're here?
Well, I don't even think we told them everything that we're having issues with. Oh, wait, you said the humming, didn't you?
I did say the humming.
Yeah. And then, obviously, we had to do the swooshing
the
today.
Topic. Yep.
We had to miss one of our episodes a couple of weeks ago because we had a COVID scare.
We did have a COVID scare, and we shut the studio down.
We did.
Because we want to be safe. We want to make sure everybody's staying healthy. And I was like, you got to go. We can't do this.
After I'd only already been here for 10 minutes and
yeah,
ate a slice
of
pizza.
Yeah, but they say you need to be a little bit, you know, you need to be in the atmosphere a little bit longer. I don't know.
I don't know. But
I don't know how that works. But
yeah, we got the call from the person who was exposed.
Yeah.
You know, after I'd already gotten here.
But yeah, they tested positive.
Yeah.
But then later on found out it was a false positive. So
yeah, so that was frustrating because we had it all set up. We were gonna have one of our friends come in as a guest speaker.
Yep.
We had our show all planned out, you know, had the pizza ready. I was eating my slice of pizza.
It was gonna be a pizza party for sure.
Yeah. And then we had to miss the next one because it just got so busy with work and it was just a day.
And there was a lot of stuff that happened like from that night that Ashley doesn't know because I went into full-blown panic mode because I felt so bad. I felt so bad because I was like, man, like, you know, Ashley came over here. And now, like, if I get her sick, like, I just felt horrible.
Oh, well, I knew you would. And but I don't know.
Thanks for letting me just.
I told you not to.
You can say a lot of things, but you cannot control this crazy vibe. So, yeah, so I just felt super bad by the whole situation. And it just went into my cave and sat there for a long time. But we're back now.
Yes. And then obviously he just told me about the intro music that we can no longer use. And
we can use it.
I don't want to get sued.
Nah, I mean, pay for it, I guess.
I'm not paying $300.
I'm just saying.
We only got $15 from the ads that we do.
thank you, Anchor. Yeah. and then last week, Ashley's been working very hard.
Oh, yeah.
She's out there doing her thing.
You know, blood, sweat, and tears, making money.
Yeah. So she's just a little overworked. So she needed a personal break and some time to herself, which is, you know, very, you know, you deserve it. You do work
hard.
I
appreciate you. So, I try sometimes.
Yeah, man. So now we're back.
Well, it's probably a good thing that we missed that day because we probably would have been using our intro music on the line.
You know? We would have been doing a lot of things.
But yeah, so, okay. So yeah, I think we're up to date on everything that's been going crazy.
Covers everybody and what we're doing and why we're here. And
yeah.
We're sitting in a dark room recording.
It's not that dark.
I feel like it's dark. It's super.
Well,
super
it is kind of cloudy and rainy outside.
Gloomy out. So. We had some crazy weather in Florida.
Oh, gosh.
Just last couple of days.
It was like 80 the other day. Then it went to like 30.
Yeah. And then some tropical storm hit at one point. Like we were flooding out at work. Like it was insane how much rain we got the other day.
Yeah. It was crazy. Funny note.
Oh, okay.
I had to get gas last night.
Okay.
And I had just finished up with a client and went to the gas station because I have a bad habit of running on empty.
Oh, okay.
And I had an early appointment today. So I was like, I better get gas last night. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go get gas. And it had been raining a lot yesterday.
Oh, for sure.
And so I pull up to the gas station and... You know, all these cars were just in the right spot where I was like, okay. Because I like to, when I get to a gas station, there's two pumps that are in a row.
Yeah.
I pull up all the way to the front one.
Makes sense.
So everyone was like right at the one where I couldn't get to the front pump. So I was like, okay, well, I'll go all the way to this one at the very end over here. So I drive up to it. There is a jet stream of water coming out of the pole vertically out of this pole, and I had my window down just at the right amount where this vertically spraying water, it gets me right in the face.
Wow.
In my car, right in my eye.
That's how you get pink eye,
right? I was telling my mom and my brother about it last night. And I said, if I start growing some sort of fungus on my eye, please let me know.
Oh, man.
But it was like the perfect height where my window was down and it was just it was shooting vertically out of this pole. I don't know how. I took a video of it.
Did you really? Yes.
Maybe we should put it up on our our page.
We put on Instagram for sure. So we see the vertical. I don't know what jet type streaming. Of water.
I don't even know. It was coming out of this like little groove. You know those like metal poles?
Was it just raining when it was happening, or was it just excess water leaking out?
I think it was excess water.
Okay.
And I don't know how it was. I'll have to show you the video.
You got
to
show me, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know you can't picture it. You'd
I'm
have
picturing
to see
something
it.
Way crazier probably than it probably is. Because I'm thinking like, I don't know.
I mean, it was vertically coming out of this metal pole.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if maybe it had filled up with water and there was like this little like section that it was coming out of. I don't know.
Perfectly into your eye.
Right into my eye.
Were you wearing your glasses?
Yes.
Oh, man. So I had to go around your glasses.
Right?
And say, bloop.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. It was, yeah, I'll have to.
Well, keep that stinky eye away from me.
It's like, I don't want this is to how I'm going to get COVID.
Yeah. Actually, it's the source of COVID. Like, you right. found it and like leaked into your eye. It's like, we have to eliminate it. That can be a story.
It could be.
Man, well,
it's a funny story.
Look, I hope you don't mutate.
Right?
I'm glad you're here.
Go a third eye.
And maybe you need it, though.
Right?
Because you got them tiny
replace
glasses.
My eyes.
You know, you could right there in your forehead. Then your third eye can be open.
So I really have a third eye?
Yeah, you know. How crazy would that be?
I don't want a third eye.
All right, well, whatever.
People call me Cyclops. Wait, no, that's a person with one eye. Never mind.
Yeah. Well,
Triclops?
Like, ain't no such thing. There's no way a triclops. I'm going to Google that later. And if it is, you'll see a picture of it on Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so that's what's been going on with me.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I don't have anything. I don't have any crazy story or... You know, I've been sitting here just twiddling my thumbs, just doing this right here. You can't see
it. I'm sure
you
had something to do.
I mean, yeah, you saw
me. I mean, you did, because you were telling me earlier that you're, for everyone, while we're in between this episode or the season phase, we are going to have a couple episodes that we're going to put out.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like bloopers that we've had.
It's just like pre-conversation stuff.
Yeah.
And some, either we think it's funny. Y'all might not think it's
right.
funny.
But just it's something to have in between.
Yeah, it's us in our early days. Because before each episode, we sit and talk. And I just happen to hit record because I need to do audio checks anyway. And we just like save it. You know, we might use it.
It's funny.
Save it.
I mean, a lot of these these pre-show conversations are pretty funny. At least to me, anyway.
Yeah, no.
But
no,
you know, I like to laugh. So
exactly, she does like to laugh and smile and. So
that's some goals that we have going on coming up.
Oh, speaking of goals, you know what time it is?
You're right.
We're going to actually get into a little bit of a topic, I guess. You know, might not spend an hour talking about it because we just spent 20 minutes telling you how our lives went.
But we'll
touch on it, though.
Right. Got hit in the eye. Has it really been 20 minutes? It has not been 20 minutes.
Girl, you can talk.
You just swooshed me.
It's only been 15 minutes. I'm joking.
That's right.
But whatever. I swooshing you right to the next topic. So we wanted to talk about like bucket list and, you know, I want to throw in some vision board stuff, you know.
Yeah, John has this idea for us to do some vision boards,
which
I'm excited about.
I mean, it could be really fun. You know?
Could do a lot of things with vision
everybody
boards.
Everybody has a slight bucket list, and I feel like everybody should make a vision board. I'm not a big person on vision boards. I know my mom used to make them when I was younger, and I used to see these boards laying around. I'm like, what are these vision boards about? But she told me, like, she's like, a lot of the stuff on her vision board came true. And so she's like, you know, this was like personal goals.
You know what? She was tapping into some energy stuff here.
You think so?
Yeah. It's like, well, what is that? What did they say? What is that term? Attraction. What is that term? Why can I not think of it?
99 problems, but a chick ain't one.
Stop.
Is that not the term we were looking for? I censored myself and everything.
The law of attraction.
I told you. It helped you think about it. The law of attraction.
Yes. Vision boards are a good way of a law of attraction. So yeah, you're putting the energy into it.
Okay, I'm going to put my vision board right on the wall. I'm going to replace my other painting when I walk out. I'm going to look at it.
You should.
This is what we're doing this year.
It's the law of attraction. You put energy out and it comes back to you.
Okay, well. You feel that?
Yeah, I did.
I threw some energy at her. I don't think she was ready for it. She jumped
a little bit. I wasn't.
I was like, what you jumping
went
for?
Went through my barrier. Take it back.
Let me tell you how thick this girl's wall is. That's a whole other episode.
Yeah, it just bounced off.
We'll save it for season two. Yeah, she didn't feel any of my energy I threw at her. We want to talk about our bucket list and some things like that. And bucket lists don't have to be anything crazy.
Mine's
you can
not.
Baby step your way into your bucket list. It's just basically all personal goals that you have set for yourself. You don't have to jump out of a plane. You don't have to marry an old man for his money and then kill him and then become famous.
Well.
Or rich. I mean, look, I'm just saying.
We know where your goals are.
Bucket lists are very different on everybody's bucket list. I've Googled bucket lists just to see.
Are you serious?
Well, because I was curious. I was just like, is everybody's bucket list the same? Because, you know, everybody's like, oh, I want to go skydiving.
I want to
climb, mount, whatever. I want to do this.
Okay, my bucket lists have nothing to do with any of that, so I guess I'm very different.
We've knew that since day one.
You're right.
Something special. Okay, so Ashley, tell me something that's like on your bucket list.
Well, I did a top five, and I started out really easy. Ooh. You know, attainable goals that I can pretty much do tomorrow, which in fact I am going to do tomorrow.
Okay.
But anyway, I lost my train of thought. But anyway. So, yeah, I will. Oh, yeah, I have five. Start out slow, work up big.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, because I've always felt like if you set this goal that's really hard to get, you know, just kind of set yourself up for disappointment. But if you can start with a goal that you can easily get and attain, you know, it just gets you more motivated. You go to the next one and the next one. Anyway.
Okay.
So, I will start with my first one and then we can go to your first one.
Okay. I might not have 20 like she does, but.
I only have five.
I will give you some of my crazy thoughts.
Six, but the sixth one is more of like, I might have to get it like in a couple of years. But anyway.
Okay, that's fine.
So my first one is, I'm calling it Sable Sundays.
Sable Sundays.
Yes.
Is this a spinoff show? What you and Sable got planned?
Sable is my dog.
Okay.
This March on the 14th. She's turning 14.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And for, she's an Akita, an American Akita.
Hey, sis.
Oh, I forgot your sister's name's Akita.
She's going to hate that. All right, go ahead.
But anyway, for an Akita, she's pretty much ancient. So okay. And she's having a harder time, you know, getting around. But I say that, but she's very feisty.
Okay.
She did have a weird episode a few months ago where she had this weird vertigo thing where she couldn't get up for like 5 days. You remember me telling you about that?
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, it was, oh, I didn't think she was going to recover from it. But she did. She bounced back really well. It took a while. It took a good week or so for her to actually be able to get up. But I've been working with her, keeping her moving and things like mm-hmm. that. So she's pretty much bounced back. I mean, this dog is just, I love her to death. But yeah, she's been with me since the dark ages. You know, she was my light in the dark. But she is getting older, and I want to take her to do some things that we used to do when she was a puppy. She loves to get in the water, so I want to take her to the beach.
Oh.
We used to go walking and hiking all the time, so I want to take her to some... I mean, obviously, she can't walk for very long. She gets tired easily.
Mm-hmm.
But... So I've got some short hikes I have in mind to take her on. But yeah, just spending the special quality time with her.
Okay.
But so that's my easy goal that, like I said, I can literally start tomorrow.
Yeah, because tomorrow's Sunday.
Yes.
And it's 100% chance of rain.
No, are you serious?
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I don't want to. Sable Sunday sounds like something I want to watch. Like right. on Lifetime, like give a Netflix contract. I want to watch Sable Sundays. It sounds really, really good. But I'm also preparing for my weekend, and I know there might just be 100% chance of rain tomorrow.
No.
But
no. Well, actually, it was supposed to rain all day today, but there was some sun that came out.
There was some sun, and we do live in Florida, so I don't look. It's now 90% all day, so you're fine. You're completely fine.
I just
got
to go in that 10% chance slot there.
You know, we'll see what happens. Well, Sable Sunday sounds fantastic. That's a great small minor bucket list goal.
Yes.
I mean, and for people that don't know what bucket list means, it's basically things you want to do before you die. I know that sounds really like, well, I guess morbid's the word for it, but it's the stuff you want to do. I mean,
she's getting older, you know.
Yeah, this is Sable has her own bucket list,
right?
You know? So that's cool. Not only humans have bucket lists, dogs can also have bucket lists. obviously, my first bucket list thing is not going to be that emotional and touching. This is just more stuff that I want to do for myself. So my first thing I want to do, well, not even want to do. There's no order to my bucket list. I'm sorry. I'm not working my way up like Ashley. She's very organized. I'm kind of all over the place, and I might throw something new at you any second of the day.
You're right.
But
all the time.
I do. I'm just you gotta look. You signed up for this. There's some type
right.
of
it's
you know clause
in the dualship somewhere.
Exactly. So one of the things I do want to do, and I've been trying to do this more, is just cooking different things, like bigger and more elaborate things. When I say like
a 5-course meal,
something crazy. Like I want to actually learn some cooking techniques. Because, yeah, I can watch videos and stuff, but I've been looking at, like, little classes you can go and take either in person or online where they teach you how to properly use a knife or, you know, how to make these meals. I even looked at doing, like, a chocolate tasting thing that I was going to invite you with me to go down to the local chocolate shop. Ooh. And they give you a factory tour, and then they let you make
chocolate.
And that's why I said, I was like, I got to take Ashley with me if I do this chocolate tour thing. So is this... That's kind of one of my bucket list things, is just to become better at something that I obviously love how to do, at least become more knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Because my measuring cups right now, I don't even use measuring cups. That's my problem. All the numbers are rubbed off on them. They're really bad cups, so I don't know how much is in there, so I'm just throwing stuff. You know me, I just throw stuff in there.
Well, didn't you say that's what your dad does?
Yeah.
So that's probably where you get it from.
Is what my dad does. I think my grandmother does it. Nobody uses measuring cups, but I'm just trying to learn more technique and
gotcha.
Expand, like cooking all these Asian flavors I'm doing now. Like I made for Super Bowl, I made like an Asian-inspired wing. They were like black sesame wings. Mm-hmm. That's what I called it anyway. Wasn't a real recipe. I just know the Asian flavors that I have in my house. And I was like, okay, let's turn this into like a chicken wing. And so I thought it came out pretty good. But it's just like I would learn how to like perfect stuff like that and actually be in some type of class, of course, where I can learn some more skills. And that's something I can do tomorrow too. I feel like, you know, if
yeah,
you
want to
talk about doing stuff tomorrow,
yeah,
I feel like I can do that tomorrow.
That's awesome.
So that is that is one of mine.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, that is something you can probably literally do tomorrow. So
yeah, I could, you know, but I am a procrastinator. So
we'll get you to do it.
Ashley does stay on top of things.
I do, and you know, I get after you to do things that you say you're going to do.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I know. She bugs me all the time. Not in a bad way. I appreciate the bugging. So
yeah, sure you do.
Anyway, what's your, I guess your number
I was gonna
four?
Say well, actually,
are you counting out or are you going up? Are you just skipping around
at
this point?
Well, I'm skipping number two because actually what you just said kind of goes along with one of my, I guess, other... It was going to be number three.
Oh, okay.
But
let's hear.
It's also a class.
Ooh.
But it's a herbology class. You know, herbs.
Herbology? Is that a word?
Herbs.
You can't call it an herb class, though.
It's basically, well, you can get certified as an herbologist.
Huh.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
Well, an herbalist, I guess, is what that would be.
A herbologist.
You can be a master herbalist.
That is sounds like a badass title. What do you do for I'm a master herbalist? You kind of do this hand motion thing.
I like it.
I do like it. I'm intrigued. Explain. Go ahead.
Well, basically it's becoming a lost art.
Ooh, okay.
But you know the concoctions you get making teas, like natural remedies and things like that. Yeah. Even like face creams, you know, oils that you can put in things, just basically natural remedies.
You're gonna sell this at a farmer's market, aren't you?
I mean, I could.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna be making some natural stuff, naturally get paid for.
Well, I mean, I could, but yeah, I'm really into teas, and I have been for like a couple years now. I love to drink teas and try different teas. I've got so many teas. But but now I can make my own, and they can have like natural, you know, they'll have, well, mostly all teas anyway have natural qualities to them. But
yeah,
you know, if you know you have a cough, yeah, I can make you a tea to help with the cough,
yeah,
or something like that. So
it's funny that you mention you being into teas and stuff, and I haven't been into teas in a while. But when I was younger, in my prime, my younger days, I went through this.
You're in your prime right now, John.
I know. But I went through this phase where I was obsessed with all these different types of teas. And
really?
I had maybe 20 to 30 kinds in my cabinet
Pretty much how I am.
And I was just like, there was a tea for this and a tea for that and this blend and that blend. And I was just obsessed. I don't even know where this came from. It was just one day it started. I was either at the World Market or somewhere. And I was like, oh, this seems really nice. There's all these different types of teas. And then I started like looking into them, and I was like, oh, there's a tea for everything.
There is.
And so I started like researching it more. And then I think my mom thought I was crazy for a while. But yeah, I had like a different tea every week.
Teas to help you relax, teas to help you sleep better, you know, teas for like stomach issues. I mean, natural remedies.
Yeah. It looks cool. I will tell you, this is a true story. I didn't know Ashley was going to talk about this or bring this up. Last night, I was looking at a certain flower that you can make this tea out of, and it's blue. It like turns the water blue.
Hmm.
And I can't remember the name of it. I have to look it in my phone. It's something something lady flower or something flower. But people are using it for this certain tea, and it boosts your immune. But it just happens to turn your water blue, and it looks pretty sweet. So I went down the rabbit hole of that last night. So it had nothing to do with Ashley. It's just a coincidence that she wants to do this tea thing, and I'm researching flowers last night. So,
wow. Hey, we're on the same wavelength, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that can be really interesting and cool. And yeah, I might not know what it sounded like or know how to pronounce it like you do.
Well, but people pronounce it as herbs sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But technically, you pronounce it as herb.
Herb. Okay.
So like herbology and herbalist.
It's not a herbalist.
No.
Not a thing.
No, it's herbs and herbalists. And anyway, but yeah, they have other classes there. You can take like soap making classes, and I was into candle making for a while, so that might be kind of fun to do. And
interesting.
But yeah, that was my third goal on the bucket list.
I'm glad you're jumping
around.
I'm going
to become a master herbalist.
That's fine, man. You can be like one of those sommeliers. Like, you know, have you ever heard of a sommelier? Is that my saying
sommelier?
It right? I don't know. It's a something. Sommelier. To people that know like a lot about wine. There's like a wine sommelier or something like that. And they know like all the, like, basically how to break it down from start to finish, and they can sit there and sip it and they'd be like, yeah, I can taste this type of
dirt. Do you know some of those? No, I know what you're talking. I didn't know that's what they were called.
Oh, okay.
Those people can make a fortune.
Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I know someone that has done that before, and he is very well off. Like, he travels all over the world.
Yeah, man.
Like,
and I bring this up because you were talking about how your thing's a dying art form. Well, there's water sommeliers too, apparently, where you can be a professional like water taster. And I'm just saying.
Apparently, there is a big, you can taste difference in waters. I mean, obviously, I mean, you can taste the difference between like tap water.
Yeah, I feel like
Zephyr Hills, Aquafina, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I can taste a big difference in the water.
I got to have a high pH water. You know, I like my pH in my water to be a little higher.
You know, the water, you drink the smart water that you gave me last time.
I do, yeah.
I can taste the difference in that and Zephyr Hills.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, a big difference.
Oh, no, there is a big difference.
Yeah.
I just go wherever the trend is, really. Zephyr Hills. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Zephyr Hills is my favorite. That's what I've always had one from growing up till now.
Oh, yeah.
So I won't go any other direction. But when I see the smart water on sale or something, I'll grab it just because you're like, oh, it's good for working out. So I don't know. So that's where the smart water came in at. So now Ashley's looking at me like I'm crazy.
No,
so.
It got me thinking because I tried this one water that was from Hawaii, is like volcanic water, and you can taste a big difference in that and everything else.
Interesting.
Yeah, like have you tried Fiji water?
Yeah.
I can taste a big.
That's
difference.
That fancy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom drinks Fiji water.
I like Fiji water. It's actually pretty good, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's something with one of her doctors told her something about something in Fiji water that's better for her. I don't know. So she drinks Fiji water. It's fancy.
It is fancy.
So, you ready to swoosh on over to the next?
Yeah, I think it's your turn.
Okay, because that's a lot of you about to jump right ahead of me and do another one.
No, I did my number three. That is now my number two.
So, another bucket list thing that's going to be completely off the walls. I want to go ghost hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, legit. Like, I want to...
Oh, legit ghost
I want to go,
hunting.
Like, you know, let's set a course of action. Get the gear together. Get the camera crew. I mean, if I have to hire somebody to lead me on this ghost experience, that's fine. But I've never actually done it before. Yeah, you can go on a St. Augustine tour where they walk around and tell you a ghost story.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't hunting for nothing. You're just on the tour. So, yeah.
Well, apparently there was a St. Augustine ghost tour where you could have these little, like, what a...
Oh, like, the EMF meters?
Yeah. You mm-hmm. could do that at one point, I think. I don't know if they do that anymore.
I'm sure they still do, but I won't legit... Like, I mean, I've been looking up the equipment. I've been like pricing things.
You gonna buy some?
It ain't a cheap hobby.
What if we set it up in here?
Just in the living room?
Yeah. What if, see what's in here?
Well, don't tell. I gotta live here. Can we do it somewhere where I don't have to live?
What about outside? Just outside over there, where you're always seeing weird stuff in the woods.
I told you one thing in confidence, and now you bring it to the table.
I mean, your camera did come on the other day by itself, right?
Oh, it did come on the other day. But I feel like that's the man watching me, trying to see my tallywacker.
You should probably tell him the whole story.
No, I mean, I don't...
Because that kind of sounds like you just walk around naked.
No. No. I do not walk around naked. I was just sitting here. I was working on the podcast stuff, and this is where I sit. When nobody else is here, I still sit here and I work on things.
You sit at the table.
So I sit at the table still.
In the corner,
all the equipment's here. The computer's here. I can still, like, I usually do this so I can hear the TV while
when
I'm working on
this,
stuff.
When he says this, he pulled the headphone away from his ear.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is not a visual podcast. So, yeah, I have the headphones half on so I can still hear the TV. I'm working on stuff. And then out of the corner of my eye, I have a security camera to watch all my equipment. So I have a security camera when I leave, and I see the light start flashing. And when the light starts flashing, usually mean that it's actively recording or I'm viewing it from my cell phone. And I'm not viewing it from my cell phone at this time. So I just immediately turn and I look at it and I was like, is this what you want to see? And I kind of like pelvic thrust it out a little bit. You know, I mean, I did have shorts on, but I was like, is this what you want to see? And I kind of like ran over to the camera and unplugged it because I was paranoid at that point. And then the next day, the FBI showed up at my job. It's a whole thing. Anyway.
Stop.
No, it's a true story.
The FBI really showed up at your work.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with my camera, though. It was just a coincidence. I was paranoid. I was like, they were doing a background check on an employee that used to work there. And I guess she's going for an internship, so congratulations.
Oh, okay.
And so I just had to give her a reference statement because we were her first job, so. Yeah,
from excuse though. Yeah. They still wanted to check in on you.
And then we stood there and talked for a little bit because he was actually a resident of the community that I work for. He's like, "Oh yeah, I live right in this neighborhood."
That's hilarious.
We got FBI living in our neighborhood. It's cool. So we actually talked about random water park stuff for a while. But yeah, this dude looks like he's been with the FBI for a long time. He was very official. He flashed me the badge and everything. It was great. It was a good experience.
Oh, that's funny.
It was really cool. So going back, the ghost hunting thing.
Yes.
Weird things happen. I want to go on an actual ghost hunt, like backpacks. We in here. Can you survive 24 hours in this haunted church, you know?
Is the church going to let us stay there?
I mean, I'm sure.
For 24 hours?
You're not allowed to stay there for 24 hours.
We just got to come back and equal up 24 hours.
Yeah. We'll be squatting for a little bit. And then once we hear a noise that scares me enough, we're leaving. So...
Gotcha.
Because I ain't crazy. My man ain't raised no fool. But I do want to go try to find some things.
I better bust my sage out. And
oh, gosh. That's right. You do have your sage in your back pocket all the time.
Find some holy water.
Oh, okay. I can make you some holy water. All right.
Don't we need a crucifix for any evil spirits or something? I don't know.
I mean, man, maybe in them old TV shows, but I don't think that's going to help us.
You don't want to be taken over. What if I need to exercise you?
Exercise me?
Yeah. Look,
if you're telling me I need to try to work out more, I get it.
No, like, you know, like an exorcism. Exercise you?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you gotta explain yourself. But yeah, no, I get it. I would hope you would try to save me.
Of course
I
would.
And not just let me go to the dark side. But
well, I would have my sage, so maybe.
If my eyeballs turned all black, that would be pretty sweet. No? Never watched Supernatural? All the demons' eyes are black?
I mean, yeah. I watched a few of Supernatural.
You know what that means? We're swooshing on to the next one. Ashley, what you got on
your
list?
So, well, my number three, which was my number two.
Okay.
Well, I started reading this book because I told you I was starting a quantum physics book.
Yeah, you're doing essays and stuff. Go for it.
Well, it took a little bit longer to get here. So in the meantime, I started reading a book that's called Death on Mars.
Interesting.
And it's a new book that just came out. And it was this guy. And it's kind of his like life's story of the work he's been doing about with Mars, but he's like this genius scientist that was working on laser weapons, I think, back in like the 70s or something, 70s, 80s.
Interesting.
And he got into this whole I guess this was when Mars was really big and they were sending what are you doing?
I'm doing behind-the-scenes stuff, and you don't need to be interacting with me. You tell your little bar story.
It's distracting.
You're losing the illusion. When you see those random photos of us sitting at a table, when do you think I take these photos?
I don't know. I'm usually not paying attention. But it's like right now, it's like right in my face, so it was distracting me. Anyway.
Okay.
So long story short, he's been part of this society that's, well, not really a society, but he's been part of this group that's been investigating Mars since they first sent out rovers and stuff, and investigating, like, you know, the face on Mars and how they say there's pyramids on there and everything.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, they have found, and I haven't gotten to this part yet because he's talking about the face on Mars and the pyramids and how supposedly there was also a huge ocean that used to be on Mars. But anyway, so there used to be water. Anyway, so long story short.
She's going to get into it.
Yes. They found a element in the atmosphere, I think, of Mars that is only found when it's produced by a hydrogen.
Okay, okay.
So his theory is that there was probably some sort of civilization on Mars, hence the face and the pyramids and the ocean, so it could have supported life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've been reading that book. I told you all that to tell you this. That he,
okay,
he
that, was, that you're going to Mars?
I didn't go with Elon, okay?
Bucket list goal. I mean, you can put it on there. I thought we talked about bucket list. I thought this was all building up to you telling me that you signed up for the space program.
Right. I'm going to be a guardian. No.
You joke about it, but you could.
No, I don't know what he's going to do on Mars. I mean, he says they're going to terraform it, but I mean, or terraform it or whatever the hell it's called.
I don't
called.
Know. He said something about kind of bringing back slavery, and I just didn't feel good after
what?
That. He said, well, if you can't afford to go, you can work off, you can do chores to pay for your way of getting to Mars. And then somebody said, man, that sounds a lot like slavery.
That sounds like indentured servitude.
Yeah, that's it.
Are we bringing that back?
But he didn't mean it that way, though. He went back and said, no, I didn't mean it that way. He's like, I just want everybody to have an opportunity to go. But
anyway, I don't know what he's going to do on Mars. So, I mean, he could say he, I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
But no, I have not signed up to go to Mars.
All right. I'm sorry to
No, in this book, the guy was talking about this society. It's like a, I forget why it was originally formed, but it's called the Planetary Society, I think. Oh, didn't I write down? Yeah, the Planetary Society. And so I was like, okay. I guess that's a thing. So let me look it up. So I looked it up. It is a thing.
Okay.
And you know who the CEO of it is right now?
Who is that?
Do you remember Bill Nye, the science guy?
Oh, man. I thought you were about to say Zuckerberg.
No.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
He's the CEO.
Oh, that's pretty legit.
And so I got looking at their mission statement and whatever. But anyway, you can become a member.
Okay.
As low as $4 a month. You can become a member.
So what does this do for you?
You can just be informed of the things that they do. I mean, there's different tiers, and of course, the more you pay monthly, the like more stuff you can get into with it. But
oh,
you can
okay.
actually kind of become a part of the society.
So you're gonna be an herbologist on Mars.
Yes.
With Bill Nye.
Yep.
Yo, your
you
bucket
go.
List sounds way cooler than my bucket list.
Anyway, so I don't know which tier I want to do, but, and I want to do more research into the society.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you can advocate for the missions that they, not the missions, but I forget what all your membership contribution does for it because there's different tiers.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, so I've been looking into that and I might become a Planetary Society member.
Interesting. Is there a 2-for-1 deal so I can get the information from you and I don't have to waste my $4?
Oh my gosh. You're not wasting money. You're supporting exploration of the universe.
And I think that's great. As long as it's going to actually exploration. And
right,
you say old
exactly.
Bill Nye's bagging it and he's been a straight G lately. He'll tell you how right. it is. He don't sugarcoat stuff like he used to when we were kids. He'll let you know you're messing up the ozone, you're global. He's always saying, you know, that one time he set the whole planet on fire to explain to what was going to happen. I was like, yo, Bill Nye is wilding right now.
I always liked Bill Nye, the science guy. I loved watching that when I was younger.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill. Oh, my gosh. You should look that up and so we can play it. But anyway, so that's my next goal, which I could, you know, it's easily attainable. I can spare $4 a month if I need to.
I mean, $4 a month is not bad. I mean, that's actually.
You get a t-shirt.
You sold.
You get a t-shirt.
Why
yeah.
didn't say no more? Look, you should have told me this in the beginning that I got a t-shirt. Why do you think I sign up for all the runs around town? I'm not running in them, but I get a t-shirt and I love a good t-shirt.
Well, you know what? So, I think the next tier up said that you can get 2 t-shirts. It's like a family membership or something.
We're going to have to find out to see if they got a dual ship membership. Because if I can get a free Bill Nye t-shirt out of it, and I guess it's not free.
Well, it's not going to be a Bill Nye t-shirt, but
man,
I think it says like it's, you know, it's part of the society, like the planetary.
Maybe Bill has something to do with it, though, you know?
Maybe.
I don't know. Cold blood. Slimy. Amphibians. What is this?
That doesn't sound right. What do you...
It's a... I guess it was a cutscene before the intro.
Gotcha.
They didn't just give me this theme song. I was like, what is going on?
Right?
Science rules.
Science rules.
Oh, I forgot that part.
That is the science guy. Inertia is a property of matter. See? This is all we needed growing up.
Right?
Dude, that was great. That was brought awesome. By so many memories.
So, didn't it?
Man.
So many memories.
I went, when I said Bill rages and he sets a planet on fire, I wasn't lying. That's the next video that was about to start. I can't stop it. Sorry.
Started on its own.
That was about to, yeah.
Haunted. You need to bring in the equipment so we can check the.
Bill rages. I love it. I'm going to watch that video later. It's good stuff. Look it up, man.
Anyway, so that was the long story to my number three.
Man, I ain't got no long stories to any of my bucket list things. I'm gonna do two more things. How many more do you have?
Well, I have two more, but then I have my sixth one. But that.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. We can keep the show going for 2 hours. It's kind of whatever we decide.
Well, my next ones don't really have that long of a explanation.
Okay. Well, do yours because I think you have two more than I originally had.
Do you want me to do all of mine right now?
Yeah, just go ahead and shoot through all of yours, and then I'll do my my last one or two.
Okay. Well, you know how I'm trained in archaeology.
I do know that.
And I've been very upset with some of the Native American archaeology around here.
Uh-huh.
That it's not preserved very well.
Yes.
Anyway, I am going to join the Archaeology Society of Jacksonville.
You sound like the coolest kid in school. Like,
it's actually not called the Archaeology Society of Jacksonville. It's actually called the Cowford Archaeology Society or something like that.
Oh, yeah. We know Cowford.
Because Jacksonville used to be called Cowford.
Yeah, okay. Fun fact for you people that aren't from, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You should have kept Cowford. I kind of like it.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I don't think a big... metropolitan place like this would have went very far with the name Calfort.
Living in Calfort, Florida.
Yeah.
This back over by Yulee.
No, but yeah. I don't know why they changed it or when it happened.
You didn't pay attention to Florida history, did you?
Listen, I don't even like that word.
Okay.
I don't even like that we're named Jacksonville because we're named after Andrew Jackson. And,
there's a lot of different Jacksonvilles, though.
Yeah. But we are named after Andrew Jackson, and I don't like him very much.
Oh, okay. What'd he ever do to you?
It wasn't to me. It's like, do you know how he sent? I mean, you know how many natives that he?
Look, I know, man. Okay. I'm just trying to get your all gears.
Right. Shh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're getting me. I'm a rage here. With Bill here in a second.
Bill rage.
I'm gonna go on a Bill rage. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna be part of the Calfort Archaeology Society.
That is.
Hey, well, I'm gonna volunteer.
So. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I'm gonna
do some good.
Yeah.
Use some skills that you paid so much money for.
You can become a member, but I don't know that you have to become a member to volunteer. But
okay.
Yeah. So.
Now these are very all attainable goals.
Yeah, they are
for
very
a bucket
attainable.
List. Like we said, they don't have to be anything crazy.
I mean, it's obviously not a bucket list. You know that. I have a very long bucket list.
Yeah, to
get through before I die. Things, places I want to see and whatnot.
Yeah.
But these are easy,
baby steps.
Stuff that I can do this year, and maybe we can come back the end of this year and see what we've accomplished in our bucket list.
Awesome. Okay.
But anyway, my second one is I want to start my own nonprofit organization.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is a... I don't know if that's on my list. I don't know if starting a charity is the same thing as starting a nonprofit, if those are two different things.
I think...
Is a charity considered a nonprofit?
I've looked into that before. I think there is a charity that you can start, which is a little bit different than nonprofit, but I think it's very... It's kind of like real minute...
Okay.
Technical differences. Anyway, But yeah, so I want to start a nonprofit society.
Okay, cool.
Organization. I want to start giving back to the community.
Well, I wanted to start a charity that I was calling Strive for Five, just because I'm obsessed with the number five. But it's where I take five different local charities and we come together for one big cause. I don't know what that cause is going to be, but this was an idea I had years ago. I actually think I'm crazy, but this is something I was like, we can do this. We can come together. But I know charities don't come together for... They're there for their own charities. So I would have to create these five charities and then link them together to make one massive charity. Don't listen to me.
What you talking about? I'm listening.
I know it sounds crazy.
No.
But it was like, it's basically five different charities all working together.
Charity.
I don't know. It's like for five different causes. And not necessarily like we're not just for this one thing. Anyway, it was a crazy idea from back in the day. But it's still on my bucket list. Okay. That was like going to be my last thing I said as my big thing, because it wasn't going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I was going to do one more like, oh, I can do this tomorrow. And then my charity thing was just going to be the last one.
Wow. I mean, we kind of have the same bucket list goals, but different.
In a different way. Because like, it's something I go down the rabbit hole of watching these videos of watching people give back. And I told you that I occasionally cry when I watch TV or something, like, you know, my friends used to make fun of me, but I go down these rabbit holes of just watching all these people give back, whether it's like the smallest thing to some random guy gave a homeless guy $1,000, or another person gave another person $100, like, and just seeing their reactions to everything and how it helped them out, or this person did that for this person, or, you know, this person built this another person a house. Like, this is like all this stuff. I go down this rabbit hole of people doing things for each other, big and small, and I'm like, yo, I need to figure out how to get into that. Like, I want to do something like that, where I can be like, yo, we give him back to this family, da da da. You know, I just want to,
Aw, that's so sweet.
It's a feeling. It's a weird, like, even when you're watching that video, you get this overwhelming feeling. Like, I don't know, just a little chills.
I don't know why your friends make fun of you, because you actually you can feel things.
Because you know, they're just old married couple. Their souls died a long time ago.
But yes, that's so interesting that both you and I have something along the same lines like that.
Yeah. Similar but different.
Yeah.
So
we could work together.
Maybe.
My nonprofit and your charity.
Maybe we can collaborate
and
do something together one day.
Definitely.
Awesome. You got another one on your list?
My Hawaii trip that I was supposed to have last year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I couldn't because of COVID. That I was going to push back to this year, but obviously things are still not right with COVID.
If you can quarantine for 2 weeks and then afford to spend another week in Hawaii.
No, I can't.
I know some people are doing it. I know it's a lot to travel, but I mean,
basically I was only going to be able to be there for 2 weeks. That's my whole quarantine. There were so many things that I have on my bucket list there to see. But my main thing was, and I think I might have mentioned this because I think we talked about it on an episode before.
We'll talk about it a little bit.
But my main reason for going to Hawaii was to pay my respects to my friend who died, and he was from Hawaii where I was going, the part of Hawaii that I was going on Oahu. And I wouldn't be able to do any of that. I wouldn't be able to go, you know, I wanted to go to his favorite beach. I wouldn't be able to do that. There's nothing. So it's just maybe wait another year. Might be 2022 or 2023 before I can actually go. But that's like my most attainable big goal.
You'll get there. You will get there. Positive vibes.
Yes. Positive vibes. That's right. But yeah, so that's my six.
You have a pretty solid list. I mean, they're very attainable vision/bucket list goals. No, I like it. I applaud you.
Thank you. I applaud yours, too.
For all of those things.
Charity is a big thing.
Yeah, that was kind of my biggest thing on there. I had one other little thing.
What was it?
Like, because, like I said, this can be 100 things. We can both come up with 100 things.
I know. There's so many
do.
Other things that I want to
so
do.
So there's
too.
No way we can all talk about it. But, like, I just want to do things that is, like, out of JY's comfort zone. Like, I just, like, something that, like, scares me a little bit, but also makes me a little bit excited. Like, I don't want to jump out of a plane. That would just scare me. I don't think I would ever get excited about that. But it's like, oh, I might want to go explore a cave. I ain't never been in no real cave before. I see caves on TV, I see them in cartoons. maybe I just want to go check out a cave one day. Because that's like something I would never thought I would be doing. Yeah, no, I might be a tad bit nervous, but then I'd be like, yo, this is a legit cave. You know,
there's caves in Florida, right?
Well, yeah, I know there's caves in Florida. I've looked at this stuff before. I've just never done any of this.
Well, we can
before.
Go to one. I think it's called the Florida Ravines or something. Maybe not the Florida Ravines. I don't know. But yeah, there's a cave state park over in, I think, close to the panhandle of Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a day's trip to get there. I mean, not even a day's trip. I mean, it would be a day's trip there and back. A long day, especially if you want to go through the caves and check out the state park. But I mean, that's really easy to attain. We can do that.
You know, I did not say it's going to be complicated. I want to go.
Well, it's easy. I'm just saying it's an easy goal and we can definitely do it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Oh, snap. We vibing?
We vibing.
Always, man. Always. Hey, guys, we're going to come to a close, I guess, ending or some type of ending.
You're going to swoosh us out?
You know.
Well, before you swoosh us out, I guess we'll just do a recap. Okay, so This is not the last episode.
This is not.
This is the season finale of our first season.
Yeah.
Because obviously we have some technical things that we have to work out now that we have no intro and we can't just be swooshing in and out all the time.
I mean, I do enjoy a good swoosh.
But so we have to figure that out. Mm-hmm. So this is not the end.
And we got bucket list goals to do and this life to live. But
definitely have some fun episodes to look forward to in the meantime. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to the blooper ones.
Oh, so. I know. If anybody listens to it, it's just going to be you over and over to hear yourself. That's 90% of you talking.
Not to hear myself.
No, you just want to hear yourself laugh.
No, some of the things that we said were pretty funny.
To you.
Was it funny to you?
No, I just pretend to laugh.
Oh, well, then we can't use it.
I'm joking. There's definitely some. I laughed sitting here by myself editing it the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was funny. Just like, okay, this is pretty funny. So we got some things to work on. While we working on things, y'all also be working on things. We'll come back to the table and we talk about them things.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out a way to end this. So.
Oh, well, that works.
But all right, we're going to play the exit music and we're going to go out.
I don't
out.
Even know what the exit music is.
So.
Stop.
Apparently we can use it. Woo!
Can we? We're not going to get sued.
We're about to find out. All right, guys. Thank you for listening and tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bill.